Hello, and welcome to Talking Taxes Hill Roundtable, a Bloomberg Tax podcast where we discuss everything tax-related on the Hill. We'll sit down with the Daily Tax Report's Hill team to give you an in-depth look at the latest in legislative activity dealing with tax. I'm your host, Matthew Benningfield, and I'm excited you're here with us today. Hello, and welcome to Talking Taxes Hill Roundtable. My name's Matthew Benningfield, and I'm here with Daily Tax Report Hill team members Ali Versperil, Laura Davison, and Kastuv Basu. It's April 30th, and we got a few topics to discuss. So, Laura, we're actually going to go to you first to talk about the House passing a bill that reauthorizes the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. So some of our listeners are probably wondering, all right, what's the tax angle on this? So why don't you fill them in?
So the actual bill that passed the House this past week has a very small tax angle right now. So it has what they call a tax title, which is basically a group of tax provisions for the FAA. They have the power to levy some excise taxes, which fund the Highway Trust Fund. But why this is important is that over in the Senate, they're talking about adding on some other unrelated to transportation tax provisions. So these could be corrections to the tax law, the 2017 tax law, or, you know, maybe something to do with extenders. Basically, there's a bill that's got to move by September 30th, which is when the authorization runs out. And there's the ability to easily tack on some other tax provisions, easier so than another bill that doesn't already have a tax title, because leadership is very hesitant to open up the ability to add tax provisions when it's not already there. So this is kind of the discussion right now in the House. They didn't address that at all. Over in the Senate, they're looking at, you know, things like qualified improvement property, which is this depreciation provision for restaurants and retailers that are doing renovations. They didn't draft the law quite right. They're supposed to be able to write those off over 15 years, but the way they drafted it would be 39 years. There's that. There's another provision dealing with kind of the effective date for taking NOLs. So there's a couple little things. Though Democrats are going to probably want something in return. We saw that happen with the omnibus to get the fix for agricultural co-ops for the pass-through deduction for them. So we could see Democrats pushing for something in exchange. They are unlikely to vote for something that would change the tax law or, you know, kind of update, fix, improve the tax law without getting something in return.
And Laura, just to be sure, this is not the only technical corrections bill we'll see for this new tax law, right?
That's correct. We will probably see many, many technical corrections bills. We'll probably see a couple in the FAA authorization, which will move either sometime before September 30th, maybe as soon as August, probably more likely in September. And then kind of piece by piece, as problems come up, they'll try to address them and kind of as much as they can politically get done at any given time is what the goal will be.
All right, we're going to go to you next, Stu. We were talking a little bit before we sat down to record this, and you had told me that we might see some new faces on the Ways and Means Committee. Can you fill our listeners in on what you were meaning by that?
Sure. Pat Meehan of Pennsylvania is a Republican. He announced Friday that he would be retiring immediately, and that opens up that is an opening on the Ways and Means Republican side, which will have to be filled in the coming weeks. We know that there are at least six Republicans who are not coming back to the Ways and Means Committee after the 2018 elections. Three of them are seeking statewide offices, and three are retiring. Ways and Means, traditionally, it's been the committee to get on the House side. You can raise a lot of money if you're on Ways and Means. So people are already jockeying from position, and there's one or two front runners, and we'll find out in the coming days, you know, who Chairman Brady and Speaker Ryan want to be on the committee.
Okay, well, Ali, let's go to you next. You were telling me that the Senate Finance Committee had a hearing on the new tax law. Can you go through what was discussed?
Sure. So this hearing, what you really saw were Republicans and Democrats kind of staying on message with what they've said so far regarding the tax law. You know, Democrats focused on discussing the fact that a lot of these provisions seem to disproportionately benefit the wealthy. They also talked about deficit concerns, while Republicans focused on economic growth and some of the wage hikes and bonus announcements that we've seen coming from companies. One provision in particular that really came into focus during this hearing as kind of a point of contention attention was the new 20% pass-through deduction. This came a day after the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation released an analysis saying that in 2018, about 44% of that benefit of the new deduction will go to households making $1 million or more. That analysis also showed that in 2024, we would see that grow to about 52%. So this really became, you know, a talking point for Democrats during the hearing, including the ranking member, Senator Ron Wyden. Meanwhile, you know, the chairman, Orrin Hatch, he talked about the fact that the pass-through deduction would boost investment by those types of entities. You saw Senator Thune kind of defending the deduction as a necessary means to create parity with a new lower corporate tax rate. He also addressed some concerns about complexities for small businesses when you're calculating this new deduction, because over certain income thresholds, there are some restrictions imposed on the deduction. And so he was saying the vast majority of small businesses will fall below those thresholds and they won't have to worry about things like that. So a lot of good talking points, a lot of things that we've already heard, but just showing that, you know, Democrats and Republicans are really falling into line and sticking to message heading into the upcoming midterm elections.
Okay, guys. Well, just anything else you'd like to add in the coming weeks? A little preview for our listeners on what's going on with Congress?
Things, at least for the coming week, will be quiet on Capitol Hill. Members are back in their states, back in their districts, meeting with constituents. And probably what they'll be talking about is, particularly on the Republican side, particularly House members, is this phase two of tax cuts. So making the individual tax cuts permanent, the tax cuts for pass-through businesses, as well as maybe doing something with education and retirement savings. And it's important to remember in context here, this is a very helpful political talking point for Republicans. On the Senate, there's more concern, and there's not really a plan yet on how to move forward on this. They're going to need, if they do something, they don't have a reconciliation bill, they're going to need 60 votes in the Senate. So it's all very speculative, very hypothetical right now. This is not a legislation, you know, piece of legislation that we're definitely going to see move in the coming weeks.
And Republicans need 9 votes in the Senate, 9 Democratic votes in the Senate to pass this so-called round two of tax cuts. And some people say that ain't happening.
And then, you know, the other thing that we're still kind of watching over on the Senate side, we obviously saw the House pass a package of legislative proposals to retool the IRS. The Senate hasn't said whether it's, you know, planning to adopt those bills that were passed by the House, maybe add some of its own measures. So we're still looking on a final decision there for their path forward. And, you know, I guess we'll have to just wait in the coming weeks to see what they come up with.
All right, guys. Well, as usual, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew.
Stay cool.
Thank you for joining us today on Talking Tax. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bloomberg Tax and subscribe to our show on iTunes or SoundCloud. It's been a pleasure having you here with us, and tune in next time for even more analysis on the tax news of the day. Signing off from Crystal City, I'm Matthew Bedingfield.